Welcome to the Key Point Review audio tapes for modern real estate practice. Together, we'll be reviewing crucial points from each chapter of your textbook. It's an easy way to reinforce the wealth of new material you're covering in your real estate education. Chapter 14, Real Estate Financing Principles. In this section, we'll review the documents associated with real estate loans. We'll also take a look at the obligations they create and the results of default. A mortgage is considered a lien, but it's a voluntary specific lien. The borrower, called the mortgagor, willingly pledges property to a lender, called the mortgagee, as security for a debt. Remember the differences between title, lien, and intermediate theory states as described in your textbook. When a person borrows money using real estate as security, he or she must sign two documents. The first is the promissory note, which serves as evidence of the debt. The second instrument is the mortgage or deed of trust, which creates the lien against the property. A term you want to remember is hypothecation. It means pledging something as security without giving up possession. In many states, a deed of trust is used as a security instrument instead of a mortgage. There are three parties to a deed of trust. The instrument conveys title from the borrower or trustor to the trustee. It will be held in trust for the benefit of the lender, who is called the beneficiary. Both mortgages and deeds of trust establish the property as security for the debt. If the borrower defaults, the trustee may sell the property to pay off the beneficiary. The promissory note is the borrower's personal promise to repay the debt. It states both the amount of the loan and the terms of repayment. A note is a negotiable instrument, like a check, meaning that the right to collect may be sold or assigned to a third party. Borrowers must pay interest, which can be thought of as a charge for using money. Interest amounts are limited, however, by what are called usury laws. In addition, borrowers pay loan origination fees and sometimes discount points. Discount points serve to increase the lender's yield or profit on the loan. It's usually expressed as a percentage of the loan amount. From the borrower's point of view, each discount point is equal to 1% of the loan amount. Many lenders insert a prepayment penalty clause in their loan documents. This clause states that the borrower must pay a penalty if the loan is paid off prior to its due date. In the mortgage or deed of trust, the borrower makes several more promises to the lender. Usually, these include promises to make payments on time, pay the taxes due on the secured property, keep the property adequately insured, and keep the property in good repair. A violation of any of these promises constitutes a technical default. Most mortgages and deeds of trust contain an acceleration clause. This clause allows the lender to call the entire amount of the loan due if the borrower is in default or the property is sold. If the borrower cannot repay the entire amount, the lender is entitled to foreclose on the property. Mortgages contain defeasance clauses too. These state that when the note has been repaid in full, the mortgage is defeated and the lender must issue a satisfaction of mortgage. This should be recorded in the public records to show that the mortgage no longer encumbers the property. Similarly, when a note secured by a deed of trust has been paid in full, the trustee issues a release of deed of trust, which must also be recorded. When a purchaser buys a property subject to the existing loan, he or she must make the loan payments. If the purchaser defaults and there's a deficiency at the foreclosure sale, he or she is not liable for that amount. If the purchaser assumes the debt and agrees to pay the loan, he or she is liable for the payments and any deficiency in the event of a foreclosure. The seller who originally signed the note may also be liable. An alienation clause, also called a due on sale clause, gives the lender the right to call the note due on the sale or transfer of the property. This is designed to prevent future purchasers of the property from assuming the loan. Should a borrower default on any of the terms of the note, mortgage, or deed of trust, the lender is entitled to foreclose against the property. This means that the lender can have the secured property sold to satisfy the debt. In most states, defaulting borrowers are given an opportunity to redeem the property. There are two redemptive periods. The period of time between the default and the sale is called the equitable period of redemption. During this period, the borrower must pay the amount currently due plus costs to reinstate the loan. The second period, in those states recognizing it, is the statutory period of redemption, which is after the sale. Again, the defaulting borrower must pay the entire amount of the loan plus costs to redeem within the time period set according to the particular state's law. Here's one last point. It will be very beneficial to understand the math concepts of calculating discount points and investor yields. Once again, see your textbook for the proper ways to do both. The correct formulas are also summarized in the Math Review Appendix in the Study Guide for Modern Real Estate Practice.